Few things are more delicious to a parent than their child's first words. And few things are more frightening to a parent than their child's first question. Because those first questions soon turn to the types of questions that we don't have the answers to. I can't explain why we can't see God. I can't even explain how a battery works. How am I supposed to respond? How do I react to questions that my child asks that I don't have the answers to? Moshe, this week's Parsha, tells us how. V'lo bo shlomar, he was not embarrassed to say, Rashi quotes, lo shomati, I didn't hear, I didn't know it. He and Aaron had gotten into a dispute as to how to handle a certain situation, and after Aharon makes his winning argument, Moshe acknowledges that Aaron is right, and says, I didn't know that. And I'm not embarrassed to say, I never heard this law before. Our children are filled with questions. They are so curious about the world around them, they want to know and explore and understand everything. And it's our job as parents to encourage that, to encourage them to continue to ask and be curious and want to understand everything. And when they ask us questions that we don't have the answers to avoid the temptation of making up answers and acknowledge, I don't know it. And then take the opportunity to say, and that's a fantastic question. Encourage the question with great pride and joy. Tell the children how exciting it is that they're asking questions. And then go right over to the rabbi and say, listen to this question that my child asked. I don't know the answer, and I wanted to come straight over to you with my child to ask you the answer to this question. If it's a question in math or science, call the child's teacher. Put the child on the phone and tell the child, ask this question. This is a great question. When the children see in us that there's no shame or embarrassment in acknowledging that we don't know something, they see the pride and the joy, they're encouraged to ask. And when they ask, they learn. And they continue to see that learning is a lifelong journey. And when they see in us no shame or embarrassment, they will feel the pride in their questions and continue to develop and grow in their own understanding of the world around them. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.